My younger brother, Brandon, and I were very close and played all the time when we were little. Whether we were swimming, chasing each other at the playground, or drawing at the kitchen table, we had so much fun together. Sometimes, while we were playing with our toys, me, my Barbies, and my brother with his Ninja Turtles, we would still want to play together. But we had to find a way to make this unique combination work. And we did. One day, while we were playing this awesome combo of toys, I had a fun plan. I proposed, literally, the idea of having Barbie marry Leonardo, the blue Ninja Turtle. And my brother was very insistent that this was not going to happen. I grew angry with him and kept trying harder and harder to arrange this match made in heaven. Finally, he was so fed up with me that he went to go play somewhere else. Me, growing angry at his departure, took the gum that I was chewing and stuck it in his hair. I'm not sure why I went in that direction, but it seemed right at the time. He yelled at me in panic, and rightfully so. He had gum in his hair. Suddenly, I could hear my mother's footsteps nearing the room. I went into a panic, knowing the second she saw the gum in Brandon's hair, I would be in so much trouble. I did the first thing I could think of and grabbed a baseball cap that was nearby and put it on his head to cover up the crime. My mother came in and asked what was going on. I quickly made up this elaborate story with one lie after another. Suddenly, my mother turned to my brother, who never wore a baseball cap, and asked why he was wearing one. I butted in before he could respond with another lie. My mother pulled the cap off to find a gooey mess stuck to his hair. She was not happy. After finally getting the gum out of his hair, she pulled me aside and asked me why I didn't just tell her what happened. I thought because they were little lies, it didn't matter that much. But I was wrong. My mother had a difficult time trusting me for a while. Though it was hard, I learned at a young age that if I wanted to be the kind of person that people could trust and believe, I had to always be doing the right thing. Jesus is teaching us in this reading today that not only is it important that we, as disciples, be honest in big matters, but that it's the small matters that are just as important. And here is the exciting news. Jesus is not just asking us to focus on things we might be doing that need improvement. Jesus is reminding us that the gifts we use and good deeds we perform in small matters will allow others to see that and give room for us to use our gifts and good deeds for bigger things. Throughout the years, one person who has seen others doing great work and had the ability to see an even bigger vision for them is Reverend Mary. Back in 2009, I was a student studying education at Nazareth College. After student teaching and graduation, I planned to teach in a school. That summer, I was volunteering at Vacation Bible School at Spiritus. I worked with the teens and children, facilitating games, dancing, singing, and making crafts. These are not huge things, but I was happy doing little things here and there for our Spiritus community. Reverend Mary saw something bigger. She asked me to meet to talk about my future and dreams. She informed me that the junior high youth position would be opening up, and I should think about possibly going for it. I thought about it for a little while and ultimately decided to go for it. I accepted the position as the junior high youth minister, and after a few years doing this, I knew ministry was my true calling. Notice, too, that Reverend Mary did not start with offering a job. She started by asking me about my dreams and what work would make me truly happy. Reverend Mary steered me in a direction that I never knew I could do or even thought of. She seen something that I thought was small and envisioned something much bigger. Now, last year, I moved away from my youth ministry position and took on the position of Director of Religious Education and Family Ministry, a dream job that I would have never imagined if Reverend Mary didn't notice my gifts that summer in 2009. I know she has done that for many in our community. Through the years, Reverend Mary has lifted us all up to be greater and to use our gifts that have been given to each one of us in one way or another. Maybe it was through her words she spoke in a homily or asking us to work with her on a project, retreat, or an important cause. But she has had the ability to move within us something of greater good for our community and our world. She has seen that something we think may be small and insignificant, yet with love and trust, molded it into something great and beautiful. In this gospel reading, Jesus concludes with telling us that we cannot love one and hate one another at the same time. It is easy to pick and choose those we prefer to be nice to and include, but it takes a lot more inside us to love everyone without exception. It's like God is giving you an extra nudge. You know that nudge, like when your parents want you to say hi to someone you are reluctant to, or want to go off and try that new activity for the first time, but you may be nervous to try. God is nudging us to love and include everyone like Jesus did. How can we do this? It is hard enough to be a kid sometimes, but Jesus still calls on us to love all people. We can ask someone that is alone at lunch to sit with us. We can invite someone we are not the best of friends with to our birthday party. Maybe simply smiling at people we see throughout the day is enough from time to time. Just as I told you how Reverend Mary has seen great things in people throughout the years and knew that they would do great things in the world, all of us get to see all the great things all of you kids and teens are doing in our religious ed program. All of us parents, grandparents, teachers, religious ed teachers, and family members get to see how talented you are and the amazing gifts you are sharing with each other right now. When we look at what you are doing now, we know the great big things you will do in the world. This is something we can all focus on. Sometimes we skip the small stuff because we think it does not make a difference. But when we do God's work, it's the small stuff that matters so much. And when your parents and teachers and God sees you doing all the small things that really make a difference, everyone is going to be so excited for you to go out and do all the big things God has planned for you.